Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick. LSU moved up to number 8 in the AP poll and coaches poll after its 51-10 win over Clemson. The Tigers now sit directly ahead of Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, and Alabama. The SEC has amended its lawsuit against LSU regarding the program's recruitment of players who spent time in NFL training camps to pave the way to expel LSU from the conference. The filed complaint claims the school has lost control of the football program and says conference CEOs will meet for a vote to terminate LSU's membership on Thursday. Tiger Egg editor Glenn Gilbo says it's an overreaction.
It's possible that it could happen, but I think it's a bunch of BS from the SEC office. I think they're just angry at, I think Greg Sankey is being overly emotional and angry.
LSU still has not broken the SEC's rule against signing ex-pros because Daquan Wright and Xavien Harris were not listed on the team's roster, but two spots were left open in case the team wanted to add them later in the season. A temporary restraining order hearing has been set for tomorrow at 1 p.m. LRN.
If you love LSU, don't settle for headlines everyone else already has. At TigerRag.com and in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find breaking news, exclusive interviews, recruiting, game analysis, and the investigative reporting that's making headlines across Louisiana. Recently named Louisiana's first place breaking news winner by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association, Tiger Rag delivers independent journalism covering the business, the politics, and the games of LSU athletics. Visit TigerRag.com every day. Tiger Rag, independent, fearless LSU.
LSU set a record for first downs in a game with 38 as the Tigers churned out 644 total yards in its 51-10 win over Clemson. LSU's offensive line struggled last season, and Coach Lane Kiffin says this current group has room to improve.
We had over 300 yards rushing. We had no sacks, but at the same time, Sam got us out of trouble a couple times. So you got to be careful with that stat and thinking, oh, we played great up there. So we did some really good things, but we've got to improve. We got to play better at the guard spot if we're going to continue to improve and play really consistent.
The Saints kick off the season in Detroit on Sunday. Lions receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown has caught over 100 passes in each of the last four seasons, and Saints head coach Kellen Moore says he is a premier player.
He obviously plays a lot of time in the slot, but he can play all over the field. His versatility, his route detail, his ability to catch the football in contested situations, his run blocking is as good as anyone in this league. I think a lot of receivers in our league can learn from him. A lot of players can learn from him, and so it'll be a fun test.
Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
Our time is now with LSU basketball.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
One way or another, we're going to make history.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
LSU is the best job in football.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
I came here to win. We're going to win immediately.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Louisiana Beef Industry Council, Boudreaux's Electrical Services, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Case Kieschnick and our host, Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gilbo.
Two great players that are better people than they are players.
This is Tiger Rag Radio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, Jeff Palermo, along with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, the editor, Glenn Gilbo, Case Kieschnick, our producer. Glad he could join us. Coming up a little bit later on, Attorney General Liz Merle will join us. And our next guest has become really good friends with Attorney General Liz Merle. That is the host of After Further Review on ESPN 104.5 and 104.9 in Baton Rouge. And his show is also heard across the state and on several of our affiliates that are part of the Tiger Rag Radio family. That is, I think we're still efforting Matt Moscona, right? Okay. So I thought we had him. Sorry about that. I had that. That was a great lead up, too. Yeah, it's one of my best.
Well. You know what they say, rain delay, lightning delay.
Power clock outage. On that topic. Oh, we do have Matt. Okay, well, we'll hold off on that topic. Matt, you missed my great intro on you. How you doing? I'm glad you're feeling better. I know you were down in the dumps there. A
couple weeks ago.
Well, no, he was sick this past weekend as well, but he toughed it out, and you were able to...
what do you have access to, his thermometer or something?
Hey, I'm an everydayer, Matt. I'm paying attention to you.
I listen to him every day, too. Why don't you?
How about we let him talk?
Yeah, Well, actually, Matt, I am going to ask you a straightforward question, and I want you
to
talk
fight
a lot.
Over who loves me more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you're locked.
Sorry,
on.
Matt, we're out of time.
In addition to after further review, you also do Locked On LSU, and the SEC appears to be locked on LSU right now. So what? Why
did you spend thinking of that?
Yeah, about 15 minutes. Yeah, I come up with a decent one every once in a while. But Matt, cut through all the legal language. I tend to get bogged down in it. But do you believe the SEC is genuinely? Are they really considering expelling LSU, or is the threat being used just to leverage or reestablish their authority, which is fake to begin with? But anyway, go ahead.
I think there's a better chance of me waking up tomorrow with a full head of hair than the SEC expelling LSU. This is one of the most absurd conversations I've ever had to entertain in my career.
Thank you.
It's not to say that the SEC couldn't go on living without LSU. It could.
Right.
And LSU is in a far more comfortable reality in the SEC than if it had to go independent or into another conference. But the amount of untangling and unwinding that would have to be done to remove a charter member of the conference and one of the five biggest brands, not only in college sports, but maybe in North American sports, it boggles the mind, and only a complete buffoon would vote to expel LSU from the conference. Because we live in a world where Jerry Sandusky was raping children.
Mm-hmm.
The university and athletic administration knew about it, covered it up. They got hammered with 4-year bowl bans, $60 million fines, vacated 100 some odd wins. And they didn't get kicked out of the conference. You going to tell me because LSU didn't roster two guys that didn't so much as play in a freaking preseason game that they're going to expel LSU from the SEC? It's like saying a spider crawled across the floor in your house. Let's burn the house down to kill the spider. It is stupid beyond. It is stupid beyond measure to even have the conversation.
I agree with you, but the SEC accuses LSU and Lane Kiffin of engineering all of this litigation, 60 cases across the United States, more than 350 different athletes involved. LSU's got two that, like you said, they didn't even put on the roster, and they were simply following a Louisiana court's order. Regardless of how credible you think that is, it's still a court and it's still an order. But their public evidence appears to be an anonymously sourced CBS report and comments Kiffin made after the lawsuit was filed. Do you believe the SEC has evidence we hadn't seen yet?
Maybe. I think it's plausible that players or their agents were in touch with Lane about how to make that happen. At what point? I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing. Is it plausible? Sure, it's plausible. How else do 44 athletes from different sports all across the landscape come together? I guess initially it was 33 to file a suit in Louisiana. You know, there's obviously Junior Tuihalamaka from Notre Dame, and I mean, sure, I guess it's plausible.
But that might not even be illegal. I mean, is there anything wrong with that, what you just said? You know, so what if Lane or another coach talked to an agent and they said, hey, this guy ought to get in the lawsuit? I mean, I don't see.
Now you're asking the question, is it illegal or is it against SEC policy? Now, I don't know that it's against SEC policy unless if they're claiming lack of institutional control, and does that fall under that? But this is so. But the guys, the conversation we're having right now is the problem.
Right.
Is there is a loose
right.
and inconsistent application of the rules. And ultimately what I think is going on here is the SEC wants to move to a self-governance model. Greg Sankey talked about this in his State of the Conference address in Tampa a few weeks ago at SEC Media Days. The question was sort of spurned by, you know, Kirby and the Georgia brass kind of talking about it publicly this offseason. But there's a strong desire by many of the power brokers in these conferences, if the NCAA can't govern the sport, then let the conferences do it. Well, this is the first big test of that. And it just happens to be a big brand in LSU and a lightning rod in Lane Kiffin. And the presidents hastily passed a new rule 2 weeks ago.
But it's not
although
a rule.
They were warned.
But it's not a rule.
The rule they passed 2 weeks ago.
Well, it's not a bylaw. That I'm just going.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Not.
Let's not get caught up in semantics. I'm not disagreeing with you. But the point is, like, that's what's at issue here. Is they're saying that they passed a new rule. The president's voted to pass this new professionalism rule, and if you hastily pass a rule without any intelligent debate, that generally is going to spark legal action.
Right.
That's exactly.
I agree
what
with
happened.
You. I agree with that.
Matt, where do they draw the? I think what is most frustrating is you, and I know you've brought this up quite a bit. What's the difference between Cole Hudson, who appeared in a couple of mini camps? He had to sign some sort of paperwork to be with to participate with an NFL team, compared to what we saw with Xavion Harris, who didn't practice once.
But he was on the roster.
But he was on the roster.
That's the difference.
This is how fans are fickle. Because Texas fans will staunchly defend adding Cole Hudson to the roster. Although he put on a uniform and went on an NFL field and tried to make not one but two different teams. But they'll say, but he never signed a contract. Well, in what reality? But this is the problem with existing in areas of gray. Because you can take two similar circumstances and have two very different outcomes. Like Xavion Harris, you're saying because he signed his name on a piece of paper, although he never actually stepped foot on, or never so much as practiced with the New Orleans Saints, but because he signed a paper and, as we learned under oath, got $190 in gas money, that he's an NFL. I love how people use these NFL players. Like Xavion Harris is as much an NFL player as I am. Like, he's done as much in an NFL uniform as I have, which is literally zero.
He's got more hair than you have.
I said NFL player. I didn't say anything about our – he's also 6'8", 330, and I wouldn't mess with him. But Cole Hudson, because he was only a rookie camp tryout, although he wore the uniform and went on the field and tried to make the team, so what you're saying is you can try to make the team, but if you don't make the team, then you can go back. This is the problem with areas of gray. And to Jeff's point, you're right. And I did ask several NFL agents, if you go for a rookie camp tryout, you have to sign medical waiver and you have to sign a bevy of participation documents, which, by the way, are legally binding contracts. So if you're talking about signing a contract, well, then you have to define what the contract is. Is it different than signing like a regular schedule contract in the NFL? Sure. But is it still a contract? Yes. So now you're into this weird verbiage entanglement, and that's why you can't exist in areas of gray. This is why the NCAA sucks at what they do.
That's right.
You have to be black or white. Either give everyone in the class of 22 a blanket waiver, or say all of you are SOL. We're starting the next year. Well, this is where they screwed up.
Well, Matt, to your point, just like Greg Sankey said when questioned in Baton Rouge last Thursday. I can't really define a pro. Well, I'm not quoting him, but his basic message was, I can't really define a pro right now because we hadn't had enough time to research it all.
I like Greg. I think he's a smart guy, and I think he's done an outstanding job as commissioner during his time, by and large. I mean, he's brought a lot of new revenue and creative ideas into the league and overseen expansion. There's a lot of things he's done very well. This is something that he's done that's very poor.
Wade Roos, how does he respond to all this? Or what do you think's going through his mind right now, Matt?
I've come to believe that Wade Roos is an extremely smart man who generally exists three or four steps ahead of everyone else. So I don't think that Wade Roos is flat-footed. I think or caught off guard by this at all. This is probably whatever happened today is probably something he was aware of 3 days ago, and we're all just figuring it out today. And he's probably already beyond whatever might happen Thursday, which I'm pretty certain is not going to be a vote to kick LSU out of the SEC.
Matt, let's just say that I agree with you, but let's just say we're all wrong and the SEC does follow through. They get a TRO tomorrow or something that allows them to have the vote and not be punitively penalized by the court in any way. And they do end up voting LSU out. They get their 11 votes and they, for some reason, vote LSU out. What does life look like for LSU at that point?
I would guess they'd go independent. I don't think that that's the preferred path, because I think that's a scheduling nightmare for every sport, including football. I'm sure the ACC would love to have LSU, but I just honestly don't know with, you know, how they locked their expansion deal to make sure Clemson, they basically locked the door on Clemson and Florida State. Like, you can't leave. I don't know if that allows anyone else in. Maybe LSU could go join the new Pac-12, because that, I'll tell you what would be awesome about that, because then you could just beat the crap out of crappy schools, go undefeated, get in the playoff every year. That'd be great. That's what we all want, right?
Yeah, that would be interesting. Well, I'd love to see LSU go to the Big Ten if that were to happen, though.
There's no shot. No, there's no shot. Like, the Big Ten prides itself so much on the academic standing of their universities. Like, they only want high-achieving academic institutions. So LSU wouldn't consider LSU.
Well, Matt, it's interesting times. A lot to talk about. We'll see what happens here. Thanks a lot, man. We appreciate your time tonight.
What about the football game? You're not going to ask him about Clemson?
All right.
I thought you were going to ask about Louisiana Tech.
Just overall thoughts on what you saw Saturday, and is this a LSU now ranked number 8 in the AP top 25? Are you sitting here saying, you know what, yeah, this team's a college football playoff team?
Absolutely. They went to minus odds today by the odds makers, are minus 125 to make the playoff now.
Yeah.
How could you look at that Saturday night and not think that?
Right.
I mean, the statistical anomalies, guys, like, we don't see -4 rushing yards and a half against a friggin' FCS team. I mean, they did it against Clemson. You can say Clemson's not any good. Like, Furman has come into Baton Rouge and given LSU a game for a half. Like, that that was one of the most impressive ass-whippings I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, there was nobody that was coming into Tiger Stadium and beating that team on Saturday with everything that was going on and first game for Kiffin and all. Clemson just walked upon the gates of hell. I mean, God bless them. They just had no shot. But that's also why I hate polls, because, like, there's these stupid unwritten rules. Like, you can't move someone. If someone loses, they have to move down. If they win, they move up. I'm like, we all watched games this weekend. It's undeniable LSU had the best, most emphatic win. Why aren't they number one in the country?
Yeah.
Oh, because we had someone else ahead of them before we ever saw a game, so we can't move them down. That makes sense. That's why if anyone ever asked me to vote in their poll, I'd probably punch them in the face and tell them to kick rocks. I want to vote your stupid poll, you idiots.
Well, thank you for being a part of our stupid show tonight. We appreciate it, Matt.
I love your show, Jeff. I was a part of the very first ever Tiger Rag Friday.
I know. You know what?
I feel like, in a way, this is actually my show.
You're right. And with the passing of Skip Ertman, Matt, and this is an inside joke between me and you, and you know exactly.
We're just days away. I'll beat you to it. You can explain that to the audience.
In the jungle. Remember all the birds?
Jungle. Nick Saban's Wild Kingdom. You got to get Matt DeVille. Where's Matt DeVille? Get Matt DeVille on here.
I wish I had a copy of that tape. I don't know where it's at. We might need to go over to Wooddale Boulevard and look for it.
That place has been condemned. You're gonna have to explain this all to your audience.
Yeah, I will. We got a break, though, but we'll come back and talk about it afterwards. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt.
Yep.
All right, Matt Moscona. We'll be back after this here on Tiger Rag Radio.
a sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this fall. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and throughout the fall, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
If you love LSU, don't settle for headlines. Everyone else already has. At TigerRag.com and in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find breaking news, exclusive interviews, recruiting, game analysis, and the investigative reporting that's making headlines across Louisiana. Recently named Louisiana's first place breaking news winner by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association, Tiger Rag delivers independent journalism covering the business, the politics, and the games of LSU athletics. Visit TigerRag.com every day. Tiger Rag, independent, fearless LSU.
Some call it overplanning. At Boudreaux Electrical Services, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac home standby generator automatically restores your home power. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Trust Boudreaux's Electrical Services for expert installations, proactive maintenance for home and business. BoudreauxElectricalServices.com for more information.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
LSU is more than just football scores. It's recruiting battles, NIL, SEC politics, coaching decisions, public records, financial decisions worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Nobody covers the complete story like Tiger Rag. Every day at TigerRag.com and every month in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find award-winning journalism, exclusive interviews, insider analysis, recruiting coverage, opinion, history, and investigative reporting that other outlets simply don't have. Tiger Rag was recently honored with first place for breaking news by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association for its coverage of LSU athletics. Whether you're following Lane Kiffin, Jay Johnson, Will Wade, Kim Mulkey, or the future of LSU athletics, Tiger Rag is where serious LSU fans begin. Visit TigerRag.com today. Tiger Rag, more than big games, the story behind LSU sports.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
Tiger Rag Radio is back on the air.
Hey, we're back here on Tiger Rag Radio. Jeff Palermo along with Glenn Gilbo, Case Kieschnick, Todd Horn here. Liz Murrow will be joining us in the next segment, the Attorney General, and good laugh there with Matt Moscona. Yeah, we had, back in the day, Tiger Rag Radio has been around forever. It was, and Matt was our one of our original producers over when we were at, I guess it was Cumulus, on the old sports station over there. Was it IBR? I think that's what it was. It was WIBR. And Matt was our producer. He was still in college, and you knew right then that Matt was going to be really good at whatever he was going to do. But we played some audio from Skip Bertman when he was the athletic director, and I don't remember what the exact issue was, whether it was a contract extension, maybe.
I think that was when they did the tradition fund.
It could have been the tradition fund, or did they extend Saban's deal? Didn't they give Nick Saban a contract extension after they won in 03?
Oh, yeah.
It might have been that. And so we're talking with Skip outside the Board of Supervisors, and the Board of Supervisors meeting is at Lyde Cook. And so Skip is talking in his normal pace, and he's like, we're just days away. And all you hear are like 1,000 birds in the background. So we're playing the audio, and I'm into the audio, and I'm about ready to dissect what Skip's going to say. Matt DeVille, who was the editor at the time, and Moscona, who's our producer, just start bursting out laughing. And I didn't know why they were laughing. And they're like, listen to the audio. It sounds like he's in a tropical rainforest. And it did.
Alex Box before he got there.
Yeah, right. When you heard all the birds, whenever you were doing player interviews, that's all you heard in the background were all the birds. But this was, it was loud. Like, you were hearing, like, birds that... I mean, just crazy calls that they were making and so forth. And so it was pretty funny. And with Skip passing away, I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, man, I wish I had that tape because it was so funny after when you listen to all the background noise. So that was the Skip Bertman story there with Matt Moscona. Funnier if you were actually there. But so I tried to paint it as best as possible. But Verge Osbury, and if you missed this, this was a great interview by Charles Hanegriff, again, with our friends over there at Guarantee on their pregame show. Every year, Charlie has a sit-down with whoever the athletic director is, and they go over all, kind of give a state of the LSU athletic address. And Charlie did this interview before Thursday's preliminary injunction was ordered. So it was a little tricky to talk to Verge about the issues here and the SEC's laws and rules and all that kind of stuff. But this is what Charlie asked him, and you can hear what Verge's answers are.
You know, we always support our coaches, but we have rules to follow. And SEC rules, NCAA rules, we follow them and we will follow them. And so we talk to our coaches about the situation. So we want our coaches to challenge and challenge us and come to us with things that, you know, hey, this could help us get better. And if it could help us get better, then we're going to try it. But we have rules to follow, and we can always follow the rules. We haven't gone out there and said we're going to break the rules of the SEC or the NCAA. We have never done that. We know we'll do that. But we will challenge things and ask questions about things. I think that's the way we have to do it.
Yeah, so thoughts on that, Glenn?
Well, you know, I think LSU continues to cooperate with the SEC. That's what Verge was saying. That's what LSU did last week. Even Lane cooperated by not playing the two players or even putting them on the roster and dressing them out. So it further it makes you wonder.
They're just picking on why. LSU.
I guess so. You know, LSU is the only one that has the players who are in training camp,
yep.
but still, it seems like they're going a little beyond what's really on the table.
We'll be back after this here on Tiger Rag Radio.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
Some call it overplanning. At Boudreaux Electrical Services, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac home standby generator automatically restores your home power. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Trust Boudreaux's electrical services for expert installations, proactive maintenance for home and business. Boudreaux's electrical services.com for more information.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this fall. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and throughout the fall, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
If you love LSU, don't settle for headlines. Everyone else already has. At TigerRag.com and in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find breaking news, exclusive interviews, recruiting, game analysis, and the investigative reporting that's making headlines across Louisiana. Recently named Louisiana's first place breaking news winner by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association, Tiger Rag delivers independent journalism covering the business, the politics, and the games of LSU athletics. Visit TigerRag.com every day. Tiger Rag, independent, fearless, LSU.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. The SEC is threatening to kick LSU out of the conference, claiming the school has lost institutional control. In a court filing on Tuesday in federal court, the league says there have been efforts to add players who are on NFL rosters during training camp, which violates a new policy that the SEC enacted. But Tiger Rag editor Gwen Gilbo says the players in question have not been added to LSU's roster. And why is the league now trying to kick a school out?
Alabama just last year playing a player from the pros. LSU hasn't played a guy from the pros. They haven't even put him on the roster. LSU adhered and obeyed the SEC just last week.
SEC presidents and chancellors are set to meet Thursday. Former DeRidder Mayor Misty Roberts was released from jail yesterday. It comes as Roberts completed her 90-day jail sentence for having sex with a then 16-year-old boy at a house party. She will have to register as a sex offender. Louisiana Radio Network.
LSU is more than just football scores. It's recruiting battles, NIL, SEC politics, coaching decisions, public records, financial decisions worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Nobody covers the complete story like Tiger Rag. Every day at TigerRag.com and every month in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find award-winning journalism, exclusive interviews, insider analysis, recruiting coverage, opinion, history, and investigative reporting that other outlets simply don't have. Tiger Rag was recently honored with first place for breaking news by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association for its coverage of LSU athletics. Whether you're following Lane Kiffin, Jay Johnson, Will Wade, Kim Mulkey, or the future of LSU athletics, Tiger Rag is where serious LSU fans begin. Visit TigerRag.com today. Tiger Rag, more than big games, the story behind LSU sports.
A routine trip to the grocery store for two elderly women in Acadia Parish turns into a harrowing experience.
The 69 and 68-year-old women were loading their groceries into their vehicle in the parking lot of the Piggly Wiggly store in the town of Rain when a man forced his way into the vehicle and drove off with the groceries and the ladies' belongings inside. Police found the stolen vehicle on eastbound U.S. Highway 90 and tried pulling it over, but the driver, 47-year-old Michael Dupuy Jr., refused to stop. Dupuy led law enforcement on a pursuit, which ended when the vehicle became disabled near Bro Bridge. Dupuy tried running off, but he didn't get very far. He's now in the Acadia Parish Jail on $100,000 bond. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
Bill Cassidy has less than 4 months remaining in the U.S. Senate and continues to push his plan to ensure Social Security remains solvent. He outlined his plan in an appearance on News Nation.
We set up an investment fund, which we put money into, allow it to grow over time, and use the growth from that to pay benefits to people on Social Security.
LRN.
LSU is more than just football scores. It's recruiting battles, NIL, SEC politics, coaching decisions, public records, financial decisions worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Nobody covers the complete story like Tiger Rag. Every day at TigerRag.com and every month in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find award-winning journalism, exclusive interviews, insider analysis, recruiting coverage, opinion, history, and investigative reporting that other outlets simply don't have. Tiger Rag was recently honored with first place for breaking news by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association for its coverage of LSU athletics. Whether you're following Lane Kiffin, Jay Johnson, Will Wade, Kim Mulkey, or the future of LSU athletics, Tiger Rag is where serious LSU fans begin. Visit TigerRag.com today. Tiger Rag, more than big games, the story behind LSU sports.
Now, back to Tiger Rag Radio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, Jeff Palermo, along with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine and the editor, Glenn Gilbo. Tonight, the fight between LSU and the SEC is moving with extraordinary speed. At 1 p.m. Wednesday, a federal judge will hear the SEC's request for emergency protection. On Thursday, SEC presidents and chancellors could consider expelling LSU, a university to help establish the conference. In 1932, a Louisiana court restrained the SEC's enforcement power. The conference now argues that expulsion would not be a penalty, but an independent constitutional right. Strip away the legal language, and the SEC is trying to block being blocked. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merle, now a defendant in the federal case, joins us. General Merle, this is Jeff Palermo. Thank you for being here. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well.
Hey, Liz, this is Todd Horn. The SEC is asking a federal judge tomorrow to protect it from you and other Louisiana officials. What exactly does the conference want the judge to prohibit you from doing, and what will you argue in response?
I mean, I think, you know, specifically what I think they've alleged is the relief they're seeking is to prevent me from being able to file pleadings in any court against them, or to take any action that would otherwise interfere with their ability to, I guess, do whatever they want. You know, the whole thing is kind of strange, I think, in terms of the allegations they're making against the Attorney General, i.e. me, because I have sovereign immunity as Attorney General. Like, they can't, a federal judge cannot issue an order, has no jurisdiction to issue an order. Whether this judge will sign an order purporting to do it, I couldn't say, but as a matter of law, a federal judge has no jurisdiction to issue an order directing the Attorney General of a state and prohibiting that Attorney General from basically carrying out my legal duties as AG and blocking me from filing pleadings in state court proceedings or in another federal court or anywhere. Kind of a strange allegation that they're making, but I don't, and then there are further strange allegations were that I've conspired with Lane Kiffin, who I've never met.
Right.
That was pretty interesting. I thought about that allegation was pretty curious.
are we accurate when we said in the introduction they're just really trying to block being blocked by this whole action?
I think that's right. Yeah, I think they are trying to block being blocked. But they're trying to block being blocked by LSU, who's never tried to block them. Right? I mean, like, there's no well, basis for LSU for any allegation that LSU's tried to block the SEC from having this meeting. I mean, they said they want to have a meeting. They have bylaws that say they can have a meeting. They have had other meetings. Now, if they carry out this threat, taking LSU out of the SEC, then we're kind of in a whole different, you know, sandbox of. Because there are a lot of people with a lot of reliance interests now that are embedded in this particular season of football.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, not the least of which are a lot of players who have entered into contracts in reliance on their expectations of playing this season. There's a lot of money involved that I think, you know, it's just a mess. And I don't know if they will it out or not, but I do think that the allegations are based on a lot of conjecture. Like, I've seen no evidence, none, of the things that they allege in this lawsuit. It just seems to be completely made up.
Yeah, we have an article on Tiger Rag right now, tigerrag.com, that says exactly that same thing and actually has a list of the lack of evidence that they have failed to provide.
Right.
General Merle, the SEC was formed in 1932, began competition in 33. It has written and enforced rules for nearly a century, largely without courts interfering. What has changed both in college athletics and in the law that makes this moment different?
So everything has changed because of the kind of independent agency and I use the term agency in kind of a special way, not in the legal, but more in the sense that they have some autonomy now to negotiate an economic for themselves. So the athletes do. And so they now have a lot of reliance interests that are built into this system and some autonomy in the system as players who are the ones who are producing the money that everybody else makes in the system, right? If you don't have players, you don't have a game. You don't make all this money because you have nobody out on the field. Those people now have legal rights to earn money from their playing, and they didn't used to have that. And so when you had these, you know, presidents of universities who would have their meetings, they would make up their rules and come up with their bylaws and all these sorts of things. Students who were playing were just happy to be out there, right? They couldn't make any money. They couldn't even be student workers. I couldn't hire one of them to be my, you know, gopher at the office, $8 an hour, because that would be earning money. And so they were prohibited from doing that. Now they can, and I think that's changed everything, because when you change the rules on them, after they've already made significant decisions and on the basis of their expectation about eligibility, and then you change the rules, not fair to them. And I think this all could have been avoided if they had just approached this with some concern for how their decision-making was affecting those 320 or whatever number of players who were affected by the 5-for-5 rule. It really wasn't that hard. Their lack of concern for how their rules affect those players is what probably causes me more concern than anything else, because it shows such a callous disregard for the effect of their decisions on thousands of student athletes, hundreds of thousands of student athletes, that it makes you question whether they can really bear the responsibility of the power that they have.
Liz, Judge Jordan on Thursday prohibited the SEC from punishing LSU in connection with these players. Now they're saying that expelling LSU would not be a penalty, but an independent membership decision. Is that a legitimate legal distinction, or is that an attempt to go indirectly against what the Louisiana court prohibited them from doing?
I mean, I think they have been all along trying to kind of get around, circumvent that restriction by the state court judge. And now they are trying to basically get a federal judge to confuse things further by issuing an order that would purport to override the state court ruling. I mean, at the end of the day, this federal court action is a collateral attack on Will Jordan's authority. Like, they are trying to attack that order and come up with a different justification for what they're doing. Right now, I don't know whether they will do it or not. You know, I mean, I think a lot of things can change in the next 24 hours. I've got lawyers that will be on an airplane going to Birmingham tomorrow. I've never even been served with this lawsuit. You know, that's sort of another peculiar thing about it, is that this judge scheduled a hearing at 1:00 tomorrow afternoon in Birmingham. All of the defendants were amended. We were literally amended into this lawsuit this morning.
And you have not received any notification via email or anything else?
I got a copy of the lawsuit, but that's not service of process.
Right.
You know, they have a legal obligation to provide service, legal service of process. And they just threw it at us and basically said, you know, and then the judge scheduled a preliminary injunction and TRO hearing for 1:00 in Birmingham. You know, there's some legal restrictions on our ability to practice law in another federal district court where we haven't been admitted. I'm admitted in courts all over the country. My lawyers are admitted in courts all over the country, but they're not admitted in the Northern District of Alabama where this lawsuit was filed. So I have to find an Alabama lawyer who is admitted in that district so that that lawyer can file our pleadings just to get us the ability to speak.
Do you think that was intentional?
Yeah, of course it was. all of this was very intentional. And, you know, they filed the lawsuit as it was. They filed it 30 minutes after the hearing started last Thursday in state court. And they didn't tell anybody. Greg Sankey's on the witness stand. Like nothing has happened.
We're talking.
Discovered that we have been sued in federal court. So
we're talking to Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell. Liz, this is Glenn Gilbo. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, last question. When you stand before the federal judge tomorrow, what is the single most important thing you want that judge to understand about what the SEC is attempting to do?
Yeah, I think the most important thing I want this judge to do is really take a hard look at jurisdiction. Like, as a matter of law, this judge really doesn't have jurisdiction. There's no federal claim. There's this First Amendment claim that they've come out of the gate with is garbage. There's no First Amendment, you know, nobody's interfering with the SEC's expressive association rights, if they even have one of that. I mean, I don't think they even have that as a matter of constitutional law, because 15 out of 16 of their member schools are public universities that don't have constitutional rights. So there's one school that really does, and it's Vanderbilt, but I don't think that means the association, which isn't even a legally incorporated thing. It's more like a joint venture that holds everybody's media rights. I don't think that they can just come in and assert that they have some constitutional First Amendment right that's being abridged. And then there are a bunch of other jurisdictional questions, like the sovereign immunity questions that we are going to be raising. So I think there's a lot this judge needs to step through. We do intend to get those issues in front of that judge before the hearing, and then we'll see what happens next. But I think right now that I would like to just see the federal judge step back and say, this isn't really a federal court fight. And let the rest of the week play out.
At the end of the day, this is really about the players, and it's about the players' rights that are being run over, basically.
Right. That's right. I mean, and I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, that's what kind of continually gets lost in this fight, where they continue to sort of demonize Lane Kiffin, the evil empire that Lane Kiffin created. And there's no evidence of that. That, you know, you've got schools, Texas, Oklahoma, South Carolina, they've all got these students that they've recruited, and they may not have rostered them yet, but they are in exactly the same position that LSU's in. And LSU hasn't rostered these students. Right now, they're just enrolled students. Whether they'll ever get rostered is, we don't know. Didn't say or do anything, and the students did all of this, and they've been doing it all over the country.
Yeah, there's more than 60 cases right now with more than 350 different students involved.
The reason is because what the NCAA did was unfair, and that's what's resonating with courts around the country. Is you have all this power, and these people are being, you know, whipped back and forth based on your arbitrary and capricious decision making. Like, just be consistent and be fair. That is all that's being asked of them, and they couldn't do it. And now they've just doubled down on their power. Well, we got to be able to enforce our rules. You could enforce your rules if you'd just be fair and even-handed in how you do it. Then I think everybody would back down. If they can't be fair and even-handed in how they do it, then I don't know why anybody would give them the power to do it at all.
Attorney General Liz Murrell, thank you for joining us tonight here on Tiger Rag Radio. We really appreciate it.
Happy to be with you guys.
All right. Well, hit that Google machine and find that lawyer in Alabama to help you out, okay?
We found him.
Okay. All right. I had a couple suggestions, but it sounds like you got it taken care of. Thanks a lot. We appreciate your time.
We were looking for LSU guys.
they're all over the place. I'm sure you didn't have to look too far. Thank you very much.
Thanks. See
you, Alex. All right, there you go. Attorney General Liz Murrow. Wow. All right, let's take a break. More of Tiger Rag Radio after this.
LSU is more than just football scores. It's recruiting battles, NIL, SEC politics, coaching decisions, public records, financial decisions worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Nobody covers the complete story like Tiger Rag. Every day at TigerRag.com and every month in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find award-winning journalism, exclusive interviews, insider analysis, recruiting coverage, opinion, history, and investigative reporting that other outlets simply don't have. Tiger Rag was recently honored with first place for breaking news by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association for its coverage of LSU athletics. Whether you're following Lane Kiffin, Jay Johnson, Will Wade, Kim Mulkey, or the future of LSU athletics, Tiger Rag is where serious LSU fans begin. Visit TigerRag.com today. Tiger Rag, more than big games, the story behind LSU sports.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions Now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
Let's go. We now return to Tiger Rag Radio.
Outstanding stuff from the Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrow. We also heard from Matt Moscona tonight, Glenn West from On3.com. If you missed any of it and you're just joining us now, you can re-listen to the show anywhere you get your podcast. It's also uploaded to YouTube. Let's take our final break of the night, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the show. We'll comment a little bit on what Liz had to say, and maybe look ahead to an actual football game that will be played once again Saturday night in Tiger Stadium against Louisiana Tech. So stay tuned for all that here on Tiger Radio.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. My brother and I grow rice, soybeans, and raise crawfish on our farm in Evangeline Parish. For a fourth-generation farmer like myself, Louisiana Farm Bureau is as much a part of my life as checking traps or harvesting rice. Our organization is more than 145,000 members strong, and we've been around for more than 100 years. The Louisiana Farm Bureau spans generations, and we want you to join our family.
Visit LAFarmBureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Some call it overplanning. At Boudreaux Electrical Services, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac home standby generator automatically restores your home power. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Trust Boudreaux's Electrical Services for expert installations, proactive maintenance for home and business. Boudreaux'sElectricalServices.com for more information.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-CUMMINS, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-CUMMINS.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this fall. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and throughout the fall, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Look. LSU is more than just football scores. It's recruiting battles, NIL, SEC politics, coaching decisions, public records, financial decisions worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Nobody covers the complete story like Tiger Rag. Every day at TigerRag.com and every month in Tiger Rag magazine, you'll find award-winning journalism, exclusive interviews, insider analysis, recruiting coverage, opinion, history, and investigative reporting that other outlets simply don't have. Tiger Rag was recently honored with first place for breaking news by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association for its coverage of LSU athletics. Whether you're following Lane Kiffin, Jay Johnson, Will Wade, Kim Mulkey, or the future of LSU athletics, Tiger Rag is where serious LSU fans begin. Visit TigerRag.com today. Tiger Rag, more than big games, the story behind LSU sports.
Tiger Rag Radio is back.
All right, back here on Tiger Rag Radio. So we got an eventful week coming up. Big federal hearing tomorrow, a big vote potentially by the SEC presidents and chancellors on Thursday, and then a football game on Saturday. Just your ho-hum regular week in Baton Rouge.
Well, you know, I really feel bad for Louisiana Tech. They thought they scheduled an SEC team. By the time the game comes, LSU's going to be an independent.
Yeah, and how will that affect their CFP rankings?
Exactly. I mean,
what did you think of what Liz had to say, Todd?
I think that it ultimately boils down to the fact that the SEC is playing games right now. And I think she was fairly clear in stating that. That's not the word she used. But the fact that they picked a jurisdiction in Alabama where she cannot argue, she had to find a lawyer. The fact they haven't properly served her. The fact that they have no evidence for their allegations. The whole thing just reeks of whatever. And her statement that this is a power move to continue their authority, which they really don't have.
It's almost like Alabama's trying to do what Louisiana does. Yeah, the corrupt law. No, historically. But I thought it was amazing. I mean, Liz Merle, think about how many court cases she's read and prepared for as her lawyer her whole career. And she said that this case, she used the word strange like three times.
And weird.
And weird. And, weird. You know, and you know, she usually doesn't, I would assume she usually doesn't use those words when she's describing a case or a lawsuit. And she hasn't even been served yet. The thing's tomorrow afternoon.
Right. And what about the fact that she's being accused of conspiring with Lane Kiffin, whom she says she has never even met?
Right.
I think all college football fans, and you got the sense of this even when you're watching the ESPN college game, everybody's just tired of this. Is there a way that, how do you get where cooler heads prevail and there is some sort of understanding here and all this conflict?
That's where a good commissioner comes in. And right now, the SEC's commissioner is not behaving like a good commissioner. He's behaving like an angry child.
So I think the answer to your question is to get a new commissioner.
Okay, so that's not happening anytime soon. What could potentially happen during this month of September that could, as the plaintiff's attorney, I think used the word kind of lowered the temperature, right? Where everybody takes a step back and really looks at the case? Or is this just everybody's upset at LSU because of the governor's involved in this, and they don't like the optics of that. They don't like Lane Kiffin. They don't like Will Wade. They don't like the fact that LSU's pushing the envelope. There does seem to be that part of this situation here.
Yeah, I actually think it's because LSU dominated Clemson, and they're scared to death of LSU. And I think that's what is really driving most of this. No, in sincere, I think that it's not going to tone down unless the court system actually figures out a way to exert their authority over this, Lampoon. That's what I think of. I think of Lampoon, National Lampoon.
The problem is that you just have varying different rulings on all these cases. And I understand maybe the evidence being submitted is different in each one. And it's just in one state they rule for the plaintiffs, and the other state they rule for the NCAA. It's just maddening. Well, man, I'm not expecting you to come up with an answer.
I'm not going to give you a definitive answer, but I will tell you that the NCAA disputed that, asserted in court on Thursday in Louisiana that there had been a number of cases they had won, and the athlete's attorney, not Tony Clayton, but the other one, I can't think of his name. Asserted that that was all bull, that there had been no case that they had actually won.
Yeah. All right. All right, guys. Maybe next week we can talk more football.
Better. It's Ole Miss week. Of course, they have an active lawsuit as well because those two guys owe them money. Princewell, you man Mailey, and the other, who's the other LSU?
That's easy for you to say.
Devin Harper.
We'll have to talk about that.
All right. That does it for the show, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Tiger Rag is everywhere. Online at tigerrag.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TigerRag Magazine or follow us on Twitter at Tiger_Rag.